well, Jesus hung out with the difficult people. But I think
you're not Jesus.
There you go. Yeah, you've got some good jokes on that.
Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, the podcast designed to champion parents to raise spiritual leaders. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, a podcast designed to champion you as parents to raise strong, resilient kids. And I'm joined here, of course, with my wife, Michelle.
Hey, everybody. So excited to be a part of this today. We've got a great topic we're talking about.
Yes. Friendship.
Yes. It affects us all.
That's right. That's right. You know, I don't think there's really a more relevant and I guess a topic that seems to come up more in conversation than this topic of just negative influences, you know, peer pressure,
yes,
and just really what many parents struggle with when it comes to just those fears and concerns about their kids being negatively influenced by the wrong crowd.
Right.
You know, for that fear of them going down the wrong path or getting involved in stuff, you know, that ultimately undermines, you know, what the parents have worked so hard to try to establish in their lives.
That's right. Nothing influences us more or our children more than their friendships. That's what keeps you up at night as a parent.
That's right.
That's what keeps you on your knees as a parent.
Well,
is all the friendships in their lives.
And I'll do a little confession here. I know for me and my three older brothers, we kept our parents up at night plenty of times.
There were just the friendships within the family. Oh my goodness.
there were crazy. I could go on and on telling stories with my brothers. I'm the youngest of four boys, but
you saw a lot.
Oh, yeah. My brother sneaking in the middle of the night, crawling through the window. You could hear them trying to get the screen off the window and, you know, and saying, don't say anything, you know. But my mom was always there. I mean, she was locked and loaded. you couldn't get away with anything.
That's amazing. Because your dad traveled all the time. He was an itinerant speaker. So he was gone weeks at a time. And so she held down the fort and she did a great job.
She was strong as garlic, as they say.
That's right. And I was the oldest of four girls and I was quite a bit older than my younger sisters. So I missed some of those wild and crazy things. Well, I was off at college and then I got married very quickly, but definitely had some friendships along the way that gave us a run for our money.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we can all have, you know, I'm sure just a story that we can reflect back on growing up.
Yes.
And there's always that one friend or maybe that one group of people that, for whatever reason, maybe we were attracted to, or we thought, you know, that if I could hang out with that crowd, or I could find acceptance with that group of people, then somehow, some way, you know, that would be kind of like my inroad to being, you know, to fitting in, being a part, you know, of whatever subgroup that was. But so often, you know, kids who are struggling maybe with low self-esteem, struggling with, you know, their own lack of self-worth and maybe struggling in those identity issues. So all of a sudden now they become vulnerable to being swayed by those negative influences. And so, you know, that might even be a positive thing in the mind of a insecure kid who sees the benefit of being accepted by a certain group as being positive, but at the end it's negative because of the negative influence that wrong group of friends can have.
Right. Oh, and also just the influence that quietly can be impacting a child as well. The things that are being said about them, things that are being communicated to them, whether that's online or in person. You know, back in the day with me, obviously it was in person, or someone would share something or a note was written. And maybe I remember very specifically a friend that I adored, we moved quite a bit because my dad was a pastor. And so when we moved to a new town, it was time that I had to make new friends. And that was not always easy, but you think you're making great friends. And then you hear what some people are saying about you behind your back or through a note or through another friend And it's things that I still remember today that were said about me. I think sometimes out of jealousy, or sometimes they're just trying to make their way to the top of the person, you know, of the friends, to be the leader of the group. They say things, but it's hurtful for me to still remember today. Those things is crazy. And so thankful that my parents helped me navigate some of those things, especially when it was with making new friends, but also the friends that are, you know, choosing wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes children look like they're doing right, but they're maybe saying things that are so hurtful. I know with our girls, that was a real challenge for them too. In middle school, it's a real challenge for
kids.
Girls
are vicious.
The things that can be said, and so many things that we walk through with our kiddos were challenging.
Yeah.
But such a great opportunity as parents that we have to guide and direct them in their friendships. And I love the concept that you came up with, or maybe you borrowed from somebody, about using multiplication, addition, subtraction to help us remember the type of friendships that we should have.
Yeah. And we're going to talk through that, because I think it's one of the best frameworks to share with our kids.
Yes.
Just to reinforce, you know, what does a strong, healthy friendship look like?
Mm-hmm.
And what does a negative, toxic friendship look like?
Yes.
And I think it's important that even as parents, you know, when you think about, we like to say it this way, do a friendentory.
Right.
You know, do an inventory of your friends.
Yes.
Your closest associations, because mm-hmm. We're always going to move in that direction. It's our dear friends, you know, Ed and Lisa Young, they're in Dallas. They have a statement that Ed has shared for years, and it's called the sway of they.
Yes.
And that's such a powerful statement, because there's always that sway of they, and who
right.
are they?
Right.
You know, it's those people, those friends that can either be a negative voice, negative influence, mm-hmm. or a positive voice and positive influence in our lives. But
yes,
you know, there are some things that I think we as parents can help not only better understand about our own friendships and relationships, and then what those mm-hmm. friendships are adding to our lives or taking away from our lives.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, our kids are watching us.
100%.
And
yeah.
they're going to learn a lot about friendships, mm-hmm. both good and bad, on how we handle friendships.
Right.
And how we treat people, or how we navigate through situations with our own relationships.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, God made us for relationships. God made
right.
us so that we could be in relationship ultimately with mm-hmm. Him, but God made us to have a need for one another.
Yes.
And so there is a purpose, but at the same time, there is power in those friendships.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
and I think we've talked before about friendships when you're raising your family, when your kiddos are at home, how important it is that you're aware of their families,
mm-hmm.
the friends' families as well. And what a huge win, if it's possible, that your friends with their friends, your
yes.
friends with their friends' parents.
Absolutely.
And we found that to be such a important asset to us in raising our children in the church, you know,
yeah.
because there was a common belief system there. There was things that you stood upon that you found other families that were very similar in their beliefs, their core beliefs, their core values. And that makes a huge difference. That's not always possible, but we like to tell people that's the best place to start, is to get involved in your local church community and find common relationships there,
yeah.
friendships there.
Parents have to be aligned
yes.
with other parents to be able to help be extra set of eyes and ears.
Yes.
And, you know, mm-hmm. it's really, we're in this together, you
yes.
know, as families, as parents, working mm-hmm. with other parents. Just being aware, you know, of who our kids' friends are, who their parents are,
mm-hmm.
you know, who those associations are attached to, because
yes.
so much negative stuff goes on behind the scenes that we're unaware of.
Right.
And that's why it's important that we do the best we can as parents to, again, align ourselves with other parents, other families who have the same, as you stated, belief system, values, vision.
Yes.
You know, they're intentional about, you know, raising their children in a way that honors God. And so when you can find those peer relationships of, you know, other parents and then other families that are all reinforcing what you're working so hard to instill,
yes,
then it's a win-win. But I know that there are some who are watching. Some of you maybe are watching, you're saying, well, I'm a single parent, or we're in a blended family situation. And, you know, there's just, my kids are exposed to a lot of people or a lot of situations or circumstances, or maybe the environment sometimes that they go to isn't a healthy, positive environment. And so, again, and when we send our kids off to school, we lose all control, you know, mm-hmm. from that standpoint. And I think that's probably one of the, one of the biggest challenges for young families, especially young parents, is mm-hmm. just that initial release of sending their kindergartner, first grader off to school for the very first time, knowing so like, tough. Oh my gosh, yeah. you know, they're going to be away from me for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours throughout the day. What am I going to do? And they're going to be, you know, out there on their own. But all that to say, I think there are some specific things and that we can help our kids navigate through. And the first, and as you stated at the beginning, is just kind of learning some lessons from mathematics, if you will.
Yeah.
And the first is really just finding friendships that are addition. So, mm-hmm. for example, the addition in our lives is just that. It's a positive friend. It's someone who's adding to our lives. It's somebody who is imparting, you know, positive influence, positive affirmation.
Yes. Yes.
They're being a positive encouragement to our lives. Mm-hmm. There's positive peer pressure that they yes. are, you know, really naturally creating that is challenging us to be a better version of ourselves.
Right.
And so they're adding to our lives as opposed to taking away from our lives.
Right. And I think encouraging our children to be that yes. addition to other people. I remember our daughter Ashlyn, who is our shy one. She's was our quiet one growing up. And when she went to kindergarten, when you're saying that I remembered when she went to kindergarten, we talked to her, you know, about being a friend to others and loving others and trying to reach out to others. And she did that with a little girl that was even shyer than her. And her name was Lindsay. And her mom actually reached out to us later, I think a week or two later, that her daughter was so scared to go to kindergarten and that how much she appreciated that Ashlyn befriended her and took her in. And it was funny because Ashlyn was so shy, but they ended up being best of friends throughout their school years. And it's so important. You just never know in teaching our children to be an addition to others' lives, how that can impact them, not only to be looking for friends that are an addition to you, but also to be that addition to others, to be what you're looking for is so important in friendships and lifelong friendships, and especially when you're looking for teaching our children to look for the right mate, mm-hmm. To be the right person is one of the greatest qualities that you can have right. when in finding the right person.
Yeah, the key is rather than finding the right friends, first be the right friend.
Yes.
And, you know, that's just important to help our kids understand that yes. they're going to naturally attract the kind of friends through the way that they carry and conduct themselves.
Right.
And so with that, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one sharpens another.
Right.
And I think that's really the bottom line is that who can our kids associate with
mm-hmm.
that is adding positive qualities positive values, positive peer pressure, those characteristics that sharpens, that that allows our kids, once again, to kind of step up, if you will, to become the best version of themselves,
right,
to be the best person they can be. And we need people, even as adults, we need people like that,
right,
who want to be with us, mm-hmm, who it's like, it's it. I heard it said, we need to associate with people who are there to befriend us rather than tolerate us.
Yes.
And so, you know, mm-hmm, that's just a, I think, an important trait to help teach our kids.
Yes.
Another area, of course, is, which is the opposite of addition, of course, is subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
And these are those who take away. Yeah. These are the ones who deplete. These can over time become toxic, mm-hmm, you know, friends.
Right.
That these are the negative, you know, friends, those who are disloyal, mm-hmm, those who always have an agenda, mm-hmm, sometimes might even be very prideful, narcissistic in their, you know, bent in the way that they're wired, that can, again, can all have those toxic behaviors and negative influences that over time can negatively influence and take away from our kids when it comes to who God ultimately made them to be.
Right. And I think it's interesting to talk with our children about this, because when you think of Jesus, who is the greatest of all time, the greatest friend we've ever had, and when we talk with our children about becoming a true follower of Christ, there's always that tension of, well, Jesus hung out with the difficult people. But I think
you're not Jesus.
There you go. Yeah, you've got some good jokes on that. But anyway, I think that it's important that our kids understand that as they're growing, as they're developing, how important it is that they have the ones that are adding to their life. But even as they're looking at those that are like most popular or the in crowd, what is it about those people that is influencing others? And is that a positive or a negative thing? And for their, for our children's health, whether it be spiritually or relationally as well. But I think spiritually, we are trying as parents, I think if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're trying to raise a spiritual champion. You're trying to raise a child with high values, character, moral standards in a world that is kind of crazy. It's always been crazy, but just helping them to realize that how even just the subtle things that maybe even the popular crowd, the crowd that's leading the way, that spiritually may be a negative on their life, that's maybe pulling them away from Christ in their lives. And they need to be strong spiritually. They need to get around some people that are adding to them spiritually, so that they can then be a leader to those other people. Until they're strong and ready to lead, it's tough for them to follow, because there's going to be subtractions, especially in their spiritual life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so often our mind goes to sometimes the extreme, you know, negative situations. And of course, they're out there, no doubt.
Yes.
But kids just don't wake up one day and say, oh, I think I'm going to start using drugs. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, hey, I think I'm going to go start drinking with my friends. No, there's usually a lot of underlying things that again, it goes back to whether it's just poor self-image, you know, just insecurity about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that over time, and if they don't feel loved or accepted at home, if the relationship between them and as parents, if there's not a strong connection and bond there, mm-hmm, then again, they're going to seek out, they're going to try to get needs met from somebody else, somewhere else. And usually it's an unhealthy, unproductive, destructive way that they go about getting those needs met.
Mm-hmm.
But all that to say, sometimes it's just, you know, it's sad and unfortunate, but so much through negative, through social media, there's the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much stuff going on in the world of negativity. Kids are just hating on each other. you know, that's cyberbullying. You know, there's bullying at school, kids, you know, just using foul language, and just so much of
disrespect.
Godless mm-hmm. disrespect, dishonoring type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So all that to say, we just have to help our kids understand also, you know, what is acceptable, what is exactly. not acceptable.
Exactly.
And help our kids just to have discerning ears and mm-hmm. eyes, knowing that this is not the person or this is not the group that I need to be spending my time with.
Right. As a parent, we need to realize, I think we feel insecure sometimes or held back a little bit about speaking into our kids' lives as far as their friendships. But there, nothing can be further from the truth. We should always be speaking into that.
Absolutely.
All the time, showing them what a true friend looks like.
Yes.
And calling it out when they are not being a true friend, or they're not receiving what is true friendship in their life. It's so important that we help them know and understand that. I remember that, especially with my girls, those middle school years, our girls, not my girls, some of the difficulty they walk through in their middle school years and some choices that our daughters made to change maybe the path of their, you know, one was, well, both of them were in cheerleading, and one chose to go into music and one chose to go into tennis. And the way they were treated was crazy. They were treated as if they were crazy for leaving cheerleading because they were both amazing cheerleaders. But it was this tribe that they were kind of pulling out of to pursue what they felt like was a gifting in their life. Navigating those years and not being invited to parties anymore, certain gatherings, was so hard for our girls to walk through. But just helping them to see friendships in these new areas and helping them to find new friends that had similar visions and dreams for their lives. And when you get along on the right path with the right people, it is so much easier to move further, faster towards your dreams.
Yeah.
And I think just encouraging our kids in that. But there's some tough things that they're going to walk through.
I recommend to every parent to have your kids' friends over to your house.
Yes.
And
yes,
even
yes.
get together with their parents.
Yes.
You know, go get a pizza, or, you know, just do some. It gives you the opportunity to really get to see your kids' friends.
Yes.
And get an introduction to the families that your kids' friends, you know, come from. And you can learn a lot when, you know, they're in your home, you know.
Yes.
And so whether it's having them over for dinner or sleepover or whatever, but there's a lot that you can learn from that.
Yes.
You know, the scripture teaches us in 1 Corinthians 15:33, I love this, says bad company corrupts good character. And it's just so important that we realize that as parents, it's our responsibility to help shape and help instill those values to shape the character of our life, the character in the lives of our kids.
Yeah.
But we also have a real adversary, the mm-hmm. enemy, the devil, who's always trying to counter everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
And all it takes is, like the old saying, one bad apple can ruin the whole cart.
Yeah.
So those negative influences have a profound impact on our kids. So you have addition, you have subtraction. The third one is multiplication. Mm-hmm. And this is important because this is that individual or a group of positive, life-giving friends who allow you to not only be the best version of yourself, but who are aligned with your purpose mm-hmm. that allows you to go further, faster,
yes.
and to have a greater impact. Because yes. now you're aligned, you're on mission
yes.
together to as a group of friends. It's been fun to watch our kids right now at this stage in their lives and season where, and you see the difference. You see the fruit, if you will, of when they are spending time with the right kind of friendships, and just watching their lives flourish.
Yes.
Compared to either when they're in isolation or when they are just missing those strong friendships. Mm-hmm. But the moment they get around other life-giving, strong, spiritually mature friends, mm-hmm. man, it just takes them to a whole different level, because now they're doing life with friends who are aligned with them, but they also share that desire to want to make an impact with their lives. And mm-hmm. so it's just that ripple effect that they have in a positive way, because now they're associating, spending time with, doing life with other friends mm-hmm. who see the big picture of why they're here on earth. And that's to make a difference
right.
through their various giftings, through their various callings, through their career paths. And whatever that career path may look like, it may be different from our kids, but at the end of the day, they know that their career path is leading them to have a platform and an influence to make a greater impact for God.
Right.
So that's the multiplication, you know, is yes. so, and that's what we yes. pray for.
That's right. That's right. And it's really fun to watch for those kind of people and to help point those kind of people out to your children. One of our son's friends right now in his life is like that. It's just, he is just multiplies. He brings so much joy and energy and encouragement. It is a selfless person that will encourage and love you as a friend. So mm-hmm. you not only do you need to receive that, but you need to give that, and teaching our children that. But those people are multipliers. They're making life larger and larger. You know, the Bible says the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller, but the world of the generous gets larger and larger. And that's that so multiplying good. Friend. I'm so thankful that God has given me those kind of friends. And like you said, we set the example for our children. I remember also our son when he was in a wheelchair, when 3 years he was in a wheelchair with a hip disease, and one of his friends just stuck by him closer than a brother, you know, and his little friend would get out and be in. Luke had a motorized scooter that he would ride in, or his wheelchair, and they would hook those things together and they would go together. Caleb would get in the wheelchair or in the scooter and they would just ride together. Mm-hmm. Even though Caleb could be out doing a million other different things, he was the friend that was sticking closer through than a brother through those seasons, mm-hmm. and really stuck with Luke all of his school years. Yeah. And it's just so important that we help our friends identify those kind of friends, help our children identify those kind of friends.
Absolutely. Well, there's one more when you think about in terms of, you know, using math as kind of a metaphor, if you will, to teach mm-hmm. our kids about friendship. So we've talked yeah. about addition. Mm-hmm. We've talked about subtraction, multiplication, but there's one more.
Yeah.
And it's the issue of division.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, we could just camp out here and we don't have the time.
Right.
But we know
yes.
as parents, there are going to be, I don't know any other word to say it other than drama. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be that one friend who likes to stir the pot mm-hmm. and jealousy or just self-centeredness and it's usually just the person is insecure.
Right.
They're very needy, right. you know, clingy, or, you know, the control freak or whatever mm-hmm. it might be.
But it's interesting how control and insecurity come together.
Oh, absolutely.
Such an interesting combination to yeah. me.
But the yeah. whole issue is dividing.
Right.
They want right. to pull things apart. Right. They want to separate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it is a weird thing, but yeah. we've seen it as parents. We've been through it. You may even still be dealing with it in the corporate world. You know, there are just some sure. people who are just divisive.
Yes.
And they are always trying to split apart, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. something that ultimately just has a ripple effect, because mm-hmm. it causes a lot of hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen this play out in so many different ways.
Right.
But again, when we help our kids be able to see what these qualities or characteristics look like from a negative perspective.
Right.
When we help them understand what they sound like just by mm-hmm. the words that come out of people's mouths,
mm-hmm.
just over time, the patterns, there's usually patterns and trends that will speak for themselves just in the overall attitude, behavior patterns of mm-hmm. certain friends or their parents or other friends, that we just have to take a step back and say, you know what? This is not a good friend to be hanging out with right now.
Yes.
And if, as long as we can help our kids understand what the goal looks like,
yeah,
what a positive, strong, healthy, life-giving friendship actually looks like,
yes,
and then we can help steer them away from the negative, those mm-hmm. who subtract and those mm-hmm. who divide,
mm-hmm.
and help them stay focused on those who add to their lives mm-hmm. and those who help multiply their yeah. effectiveness,
yeah,
we're going to see our kids go further, faster,
right,
and reach their potential. And yes, the friendships that they associate with, again, will make them or break them.
Yes.
That's why that statement is so powerful. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
That's right.
And so let's help our kids mm-hmm. pursue the future that God has for them.
Yeah.
And let's help them identify and mm-hmm. spend time with and associate mm-hmm. with friends are going to help them achieve their greatness and reach their God-given potential,
yeah,
so they can win to become all that God is destined for them to be.
Yes,
because
absolutely,
that's our goal for this podcast. We
that's
just
right.
want to help families win. We want to help parents help their kids win, because yeah, we know that we have an adversary who's out to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah, it's a spiritual battle.
So
it sure is.
We have to be reminded mm-hmm. as parents, we got to keep fighting the good fight of faith, keep praying for our kids.
Yes.
Pray good friendships in.
Yes.
You know,
just a side note reminder that there will be seasons when your child needs you to be that friend for them.
Yes.
And
no
you
doubt.
Set the example for them. You can be there for them when they're. There's just different seasons as you're raising your kids. And it's not that we have to lower our standards to meet a need of friendship in their life that, you know, so they can get their way. That's not it at all.
Right.
It's that you are there for them. You are mm-hmm. a shoulder for them to cry on. You are there to meet needs in their life that maybe other friends just can't meet in that season that they're in. But what a gift,
yeah,
and what a blessing to be the friend that sometimes your child's going to need through different seasons of their life.
Yeah.
And it's also a gift as they take wings and fly out of the nest of your home, how they also will come back to be a great friend to you as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, those are some good little nuggets there to think about as parents.
Yeah.
You know, when we think about helping our kids choose those right friends. So the next time we talk about friends or you talk about friends with your kids, think about how math plays into
that's right.
good friendships.
Love it.
They're either adding, they're subtracting, they're either multiplying or they're dividing. And so I hope that is a great source of help to help you win as parents, as you help raise strong, just resilient kids. They're going to become all that God has destined for them to be.
That's
we
right.
trust this has been a helpful resource and podcast for you today. Make sure to check out The Winning Family. You can go to thewinningfamily.com, and there's some great tools and resources along with books and masterclasses and things that we've made available for you there at The Winning Family. Well, God bless you guys. And until next time, mm-hmm. we look forward to being a part of The Winning Family podcast at the next episode.